Blog Talk Radio.
Get me though, get me though. Where your hood at, nigga? Get me though, get me though, get me though. My nigga, let him know where y'all from. And tell me where y'all from. Hold up, and tell me where y'all from in here. And tell me where y'all from in here.
Two chains. Long hair, I don't give a fuck. Last night I prayed that God would make a Bentley truck. Get the fuck, quick as fuck. And I got my semen tucked. But if I pull my semen out, ass like you better duck. Ask me where I'm from, I should tell you no lies. So many niggas with me, you would think I work for Verizon. Okay, enough with the line. You know I'm tougher than iron. And everything I do is big, I'm talking crystal for wallet. So much money on me that it won't fit in my wallets. And these are Rockin' Republic, so it won't fit in my pocket. Swagger on a trillion, so you divided by five. That mean it's still on a billion. Survive like Destiny Child. Turn up, word up, chains hang to my sternum. Favorite room is the kitchen. I came up with the YOLO. You know I live for today, and I'ma do it to death. I'm so fresh, I spell stuff with an L.
A 106, cool down, man. Cool down, Slim. The fuck, man. Hey, tell me where y'all from.
Where y'all from? And tell me where y'all from. Hold up. And tell me where y'all from in here.
Bounce, bounce, bounce.
Tell me where y'all from in here.
Look, motherfuck that upside. Motherfuck that upside. Shitting on these niggas must mean something in that humble pie. Get me though, somebody get me though. Your bro call me daddy, she call you get me though. Route though, up top to the south though. Fuck all of that back talk, wherever I go, I make the cap go. Crack flow without trap though. Still stacking my racks though, since all days I got them out the way. Like 640 out of back show. What up, Mogo? My old home, if you don't know. How I bought like number 10. Me and Lil Muhammad, I won 4. Get me though. 49th, I'm so great there.
Work.
Shout out Mayfair. This city cold, y'all stay fair. Word out, chain go for 100. Toy drive out the corner. Booty stay no alumni. Bend and park out the bucket. In the shower with some youngins. And since they walk in the town, I know some cats in Kentucky. Let's go.
Get me though. Get me though. Where your hood at?
It is. It's Sign Yeezy.
What's happening?
Nothing much.
Oh, and we know it's Thursday, by the way, but, you know, as always, we're having some issues or technical difficulties where we have to move the show, but the music was so hot this week, we had to give it to you anyway, so what's
right.
Hot Wednesday on Thursday? There it is. And that was...
We was working real hard to get this show together, so we still, you know, even though it's Thursday, it's still what's hot Wednesday.
Like, yeah, of course.
Who gonna stop me? Ha!
Who gonna check me, boo? Mm. So, what song was that?
That was Get Me Dough by Wale and 2 Chainz. And I mean, I ain't trying to be funny or nothing.
Uh-oh, here she go.
Is it me? Let me refresh my research.
Hold on, before you say that. That's Song Yeezy talking, by the way. Okay, go ahead.
I mean, you know, I don't have no problems with Wale. But did he kind of sound like Rick Ross towards the end?
Oh, that wasn't Rick Ross.
See? Yo, I had cut my head. I had to side out a media player real quick because I'm like, Wale, is Rick Ross rubbing off on him? Like, what's going on here? He was rapping real slow.
I'm pretty sure that was Rick Ross at the end.
He's not credited in the song. Perhaps maybe I, you know, did something wrong, but he's not credited in the song. But I was just like, I don't know. Maybe we'll have enough time. We can run it back.
Music, Maybach music.
Get me though.
Maybe they rubbing off on everybody, like they setting the tone for how rappers should sing. And I mean, you know. I like that song though. I mean, can you really go wrong with Wale and 2 Chainz?
I'm sure you can, but I think they executed that pretty well.
Yeah, really, really good. So, what's up, everybody? Once again, this is Christy Love, and let's give out all of the information on Twitter. You can find me at Christy Love NC, and that's KristyLoveNC. And you can find Song Yeezy at
Song Yeezy, that's at SongYeezy. Also, same thing on Instagram. But, you know, like, lately I've been feeling, like, kind of Puff Daddy-ish, kind of P. Diddy-ish. And I just feel like I feel like I'm due for a name change. So anybody listening, anybody follow me, y'all have some suggestions. I know you know my real name is Sonya. I kind of want to keep it in that same, you know, realm. So I'm going to do like a little, you know, I feel like I need a change. It's almost 2013. I just feel like I need a change.
So are you going to change your name like once a year, every 2 years? Like,
I mean, whenever that feeling gets inside of me, when I get that energy, like I need to change my name, I'm just gonna go for it. I just want to be, you know, 2 Chainz, even, you know, that wasn't his original name when he was, go get your money, little duffel bag boy.
Oh,
you know,
he was
going by Titty Boy.
Titty Boy.
So that's why, you know, some people know him as Titty Boy, some people know him as. I mean, and I could be wrong, he was going by something else before then too. Many artists and such, you know, it's gotta feel right. Once I feel like it feels right, then I won't change it anymore.
Well, you know, once you become verified on Twitter, once you get that little blue cloud with the white check mark inside of it,
mm-hmm.
You can't really change your name like that. Like, they will unverify you if you change your name.
Well, fuck they blue check. How about that?
What? Who don't want to be verified on Twitter? Like,
I'm already verified, certified.
By who?
By them. Anyway, so follow me at... Twitter and Instagram at SongYeezy.
Why do you have three E's in your name, by the way?
Well, if you must know, somebody had already spelled it the way. So, you know, but I think the three E's is like, you know.
So it's a another Stone Yeezy running around in the wild somewhere?
Let me tell you.
Oh, God.
It was like a whole bunch of different, you know. I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to add another E. I feel like it needs another E for a little bit more swagger anyway, you know? So.
Wow.
Even though I really hate the word swag, but, you know, just for a little bit more energy, you know? I threw another E in there and another Z.
Okay, that's what's up. What's Hot Wednesday on Crazed Radio? And,
what, is that a bomb?
Check out MediaCraze.me, and that's Craze with a K for, you know, updated information. That is the official website. It's currently under construction, so if you go one day, it may look this way, and then the next day it may look this way, and then the third day it just might look crazy. Just bear with us. We're trying to get it together for your people, for y'all peoples. You know, so we
can
have
people who go nosy as hell.
Oh,
right.
Was your cousin in the news this week?
You know what? I certainly hope not. If he was in the news, somebody need to lock his ass up.
Well, I think, and we're talking about Cat Williams, by the way.
Before you start, we do want to give out the number if you want to call in and you got something you want to say, you got something you need to get off your chest. We do have a few songs tonight off Wale's new mixtape for Lauren. It's pretty dope. We've got some rave reviews out. You know, some people feel the way they feel about Wale. Some people think he's changed, and some people, you know, think he's changed and like the change. Some people think he's grown, I guess I should say. Some people think, you know, nothing has changed. And if you got something you want to talk about, especially if you want to talk about the Wale mixtape, call us. Our number is 646-200-0883. Give us a call, and we'll hook you up. Give you 2 minutes of fame.
2 minutes.
I mean, you know, that's a long time in radio time, right?
Yeah, it is. Okay.
But back to what you were saying about Cat, though. Tell me he's not.
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't heard any new news on Cat Williams. But the latest thing was, what was the last thing he did? Oh, God, it's so much.
I don't even remember.
I can't remember what
he slapped. I know he slapped somebody at Target, and then he was walking around. And then I know he went and said Jamie Foxx was gay.
Yeah, that's what it was. Okay.
Okay.
After he's been quote unquote arrested. No, he wasn't actually arrested.
He was detained.
Yeah, in the back of a police car. I think he was parked illegally on the side of the road somewhere in LA, smoking weed, and the police pulled over. You know, the police pulled over, put him in the back of the car, or whatever. You can find the video on TMZ, World Star, Hip Hop, any of those sites. But they let him go because he didn't have he had a card for smoking medical marijuana or whatever. So they
let him go. Most celebrities have that nowadays. I gotta get me one.
Oh. But this is the thing, and I don't know if anybody else caught this. When the TMZ cameras was talking to him about it, he said, "Yeah, I don't know. They just came and pulled me over, blah, blah, blah. I just came down here to, because he was in West Hollywood. And, you know, West Hollywood is known as the gay section of Hollywood.
Oh.
So, yeah. So he was like, "I just came to bring my gay friends. You know, I got gay friends down here, and I just came to talk to my gay friend or pick up my gay friend," or something like that he said. And then So they said, well, where are you headed to? And he says, oh, I'm going to the nail shop. Suge Knight is in the getting the pedicure and a manicure done. So I'm like, hold up. Is he saying that Suge Knight is gay? Like, did Cat Williams just say Suge Knight is gay?
I mean, that's what it sounds like to me.
I'm surprised nobody didn't pick up on that. But I was like, wow.
I know.
Wow. Shout out to Suge Knight and Cat Williams. But either way,
maybe
it's a hilarious
thing
video.
Going on.
Yeah, it's a hilarious video. I don't have it posted on Media Craze, but just go to TMZ and type in Cat Williams, and you will see the video. It's funny. It's so funny. So let's get back to the music, though. It was so much hot stuff this week, like so
yeah.
much.
Like, get in there. Let's get it.
So Ludacris, Pusha T, and Swizz Beatz. Swizz
mm-hmm.
Beatz. Had a song. Yeah, Swizz. 3Z.
Do he still do that? He don't do that no more, do he? He's kind of grown out of that phase, huh?
Yeah, probably.
Pusha T's been kind of let ass down.
Oh, wow.
Swizz.
Let's hope so. Well, they have a song together called Tell Me What They Mad For. So let's go ahead and get into this and we'll talk about it.
And wait, before you drop that, y'all make
uh-huh.
sure y'all pay attention to Pusha T saying. We're going to talk about who he's talking about.
Yes.
You know one thing I hate? It's when a person come up to me or I hear somebody say, it must be nice. You know, my answer to that is you must be a hater. Tell me why you mad for.
You gotta be more big homie on this, you know. We gonna do it like this, baby. Listen here. You know I'm just girl, tell me what they mad for. Come on around the hood. See you sitting there looking good. Tell me what they mad for. You should be on the radio, sounding like a $1 million. And tell me what they mad for.
Yeah.
Tell me what they mad for.
Woo!
They mad for.
Hey Luda, you know why these niggas
tell
mad, right?
They mad for.
The truth shall set you free. If you selling all the records and you fucking all the bitches and you sit atop the charts and you living out your wishes with your chains all smothered and your watches all glittered and your ghosts and your phantoms all coming home to visit. Or maybe cause your bitches was never really your bitches with your baby mamas fucking every rapper in the business. Nigga saying you was better when the drugs was in your system. Now your crack swag gone ever since you came from prison. Got you tweeting all stupid. Is you skating? Is you dissing? Found out your ghost leased and your phantom just rented. Won't neither in your name like Pac when he went missing. Machiavelli lives on, so I'm riding on you bitches. Hell, Mary be the witness. Lord willing, I was dealing. Stupid motherfucking 5-star. Tatted on his ceiling. Bulls. I be that motherfucking target for this killing. Ain't y'all the motherfuckers with the millions?
Tell me what they mad for. Come on around the hood. See you sitting there looking good. Tell me what they mad for. You should be on the radio. Sounding like $1 million. Tell me what
yeah.
they mad for.
Time to stop putting grown ass men on time out. Go in the corner and cry somewhere,
tell
man.
What they mad for.
Oh, insecure ass nigga.
Tell
your heart pump Kool-Aid,
for.
Man. What you mad at me for? Luda. Is it cause I got houses on every coast or that I'm on that Forbes list making rich rappers look broke? While they blowing that smoke, I'm blowing a couple million, making a killing, stunting on imposters. Only rapper in the game with a Grammy and an Oscar.
And
7-figure movie deals, 8-figure bank runs, and I'm still feeding the same hood that I came from.
Yeah.
Any car that you got, I've already drove. Any chick that you hit, my nigga, I've already hoed. Say it with your chest, like these diamonds in my charm. Name on my headphones, label tatted on my arm.
Oh.
Air traffic control say Ludacris is insane. That nigga daughter's birthday is the tail number on his plane. Fuck with me, but nobody fucking with me. Taking a shot of my cognac, more millions, real G's chugging with me. If I'm happy, there's no reason you should be sad for. So will somebody, can somebody please
tell me what they mad for? Come on,
hey,
now.
Oh.
Ludacris, Pusha T, and Swizz Beatz. Tell me what they mad for.
It's hot, right? I would like to officially deem that as hot.
Ding! That was my sound effect.
We need you to get a real one by next week.
Okay, so Pusha T.
Yeah, you know who we were talking about, right?
I think I read somewhere where Birdman and Lil Wayne.
Well, I mean, clearly he took shots. By taking shots at Lil Wayne, he took a few at Birdman too. But it was definitely aimed at Lil Wayne.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, he's talking about the baby mama.
Oh, yeah, that was, ooh, I was like, ooh, you messy, Pusha T.
But listen,
mm-hmm.
Pusha T went in.
He went in like he was mad, like some old personal type of shit. Like he took his money or something. But, I mean, do they have like a history of beef? Or is it just...
I mean, Pusha T, he's basically saying he has no personal beef with Young Money, MCs, or, you know, I don't want to call it MCs. He doesn't have a personal beef with them, but he did diss them, you know?
So has Lil Wayne came back and did another rap? You know how those rap guys do.
I don't even know, because first of all, I'm not really a Lil Wayne fan, you know, like not the new Lil Wayne anyway, but I'm looking at an article on Hip Hop DX,
mm-hmm.
and I guess, you know, Pusha T been dropping a few, you know, he been dropping a few verses on other people's records and whatnot, and, you know, that's when he been taking his jabs and such, but this was like a, you know, this was something serious right here, so this just dropped like, you know, sometime within the week, you know.
This is not the first time that he went after
But right here, he really went, you know.
What's up with that?
I mean, but how can you say you don't have a personal beef with somebody and you steady taking jabs at me?
Right. If you, like, more than once, that's, like, that's really personal. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get it. I got to find out what that's all about.
Let me read to you what he put, and I quote. This is from Hip Hop DX. Shout out to hiphopdx.com.
Okay.
He puts, yeah, it was a shot at Lil Wayne. It's always in response, man. You know, I put out a record. He puts out a record. Like I said, it's not about diss records to me. It's about making good music. I feel like anything I've put out thus far in regards to anything that has to do with me having an issue or so on and so forth, has been an immaculate record. I can't say that for everybody else. Everybody else who may have thrown a shot here or thrown a shot there at me, I can't say their record was awesome. I think that, excuse me, I think that I was shaking souls with Exodus. I think that Shaking Souls was New God Glory. And he says, I think that Alley Boy verse, Your Favorite Rapper, is one of the best verses ever. I know things like that scare people. I know that when I say things like that, I know that hurts. Those are good lines. Those lines are great. That's what I look to be a fan. So he basically saying he's doing it for the game. He's doing it for the
like for fun.
Yeah, he's just doing it for fun.
Hell, you can't say no shit like that for fun.
I mean, hey, maybe in the coming shows we'll get some of this. You know, get a couple of these songs and see, you know, see what he's really talking about, and we'll further discuss whether or not there is an actual beef. It's not a personal beef, so it's a business beef.
That's some dumb shit.
If you're going to go after somebody, go the fuck after them. Like, what? Don't go after them, then back off. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I have a feeling that within the next days or weeks to come, it's going to get ugly because.
Yeah.
Even if Lil Wayne, you know, he might have a little heart, a little soft spot in his heart or whatever. Even if he let it slide, Birdman not going to let that go. You know what I'm saying? He going to be like, no, nah, Wayne, handle your business. It's
right.
Going to get
like,
him. It's going to get
him.
Wow. If you're just tuning in, this is What's Hot Wednesday. And yes, we know it's Thursday. But just pretend it's Wednesday and we're playing the hot new hip-hop and R&B singles and telling you how we feel about them. And if you want to call and tell us how you feel about them, that's good. 646-200-0883 is the call-in number. And also, you can call in that on that number and just listen from your cell phone or, you know, put on speakerphone or whatever if you just want to listen and you don't want to, you know, pull it up on a web browser. But anytime you want to talk to either me, Christy Love NC, or Stone Yeezy, press the number one.
It's like the way that you say it, it's like you know, you're too proper with the pronunciation.
Oh, the...
It's Sanyeezy. Sanyeezy, not Sonyeezy. It's Sanyeezy.
Oh, I say Sonyeezy?
Act like you're from the South. Christy Love, isn't she?
Ooh, now, you know. let me just say, I have like a small speech problem, if you've never noticed. Like,
what?
I can't, it's some words I can't say correctly.
Cue dramatic music.
Like, for a long time, I couldn't even say my name. Like, this is so off topic. We're supposed to be playing music. But for real, like, I used to hate when people asked me what my name was because I couldn't say it right. It took years and years and years of practice for me to be able to say my name, Christy. I can say it now. But your name, like, that's a whole other story. So I'm going to say on Yeezy because
oh,
I can't
God.
Say fine Yeezy. That, it don't sound right. Don't sound right.
Speaking of not sounding right, your boy is at it again.
Who?
I heard you start following him on Twitter again.
Oh, Dre? DeAndre?
DeAndre. Soulja Boy? Soulja Boy, tell him.
Oh,
like,
God.
Really?
Yes, I started following Soulja Boy again. Like, I have followed him and unfollowed him probably about 20 times in the course of my, Twitter history or whatever, so... Yeah.
So has he spoken back, or did you have to pay for that still?
Oh no, you know he ain't talking to nobody. I probably have to pay $3.50 just for him to reply back.
For him to be like, hey.
Mhm. So he had a few new songs out this week. Foreign. We're gonna attempt.
This is the part of the show. We probably need to come up with a fancy name for it so to keep y'all coming back for more. But for right now, we're gonna call it Can You Handle Soulja Boy?
Here we go, Soulja Boy, Foreign.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Yeah, oh, oh. I'm driving in a foreign. All the ride is foreign. Yeah, all the ride is foreign. I'm driving in a foreign. Yeah, my car is
car is foreign. I'm driving in a foreign. Yeah, I'm riding in a foreign. Oh, I'm driving in a foreign. Yo, I'm riding in a foreign. I bought the car, walk in the club, I got the party popping. My girls ask me why I go so hard, it ain't no stopping. I need everything.
Something he should have done, but I'm just saying, like, ever since Kanye West had so much success with that auto-tune, it just took these other garbage-ass rappers to a whole nother level. Now, that shit is garbage.
Do you mean 808s and Heartbreaks?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love that.
I'm not saying that's garbage. I'm saying foreign is garbage. Oh, garbage.
Yeah, I wanted to like it. I just can't get down with that auto-tune, Soulja Boy. Like,
it's foreign.
Nope.
Weird, though. I'll give them that.
All right. We have a caller. So let's go to the line. Caller, you are live on the air with What's Hot Wednesday on Craze Radio. State your name and where you're calling from. Are you there? Caller?
Yeah, my bad. I had it on mute.
Oh, wow.
My bad. The name is KJ, and I'm calling for Riley. And
did you say KJ?
Yeah.
Hey, KJ.
How you doing, KJ? What's good?
What's going on with you tonight?
Man, that Soulja Boy, wow.
You like it?
Well, no, I ain't like it. I didn't like it. It was kind of garbage, man. I ain't like it. It was kind of garbage.
Soulja Boy fan?
Soulja Boy, okay. But I'm not a fan.
Oh, okay. That's how I feel about him, too.
So let me ask you this, KJ. If he didn't have the auto-tune on the song, do you think it would have been a little bit better?
Yeah, because everybody can't do auto-tune. You know what I'm saying? So,
true.
It would have been a little bit better, you know what I'm saying? But that was just garbage. It was very depressing. And that's just my opinion.
The lyrical content of the song is still, even if you take the auto-tune away, it's still like, what are you talking about?
He said all his cars are foreign.
Do you know what he's saying? He stole that from 2 Chainz, another iffy rapper.
Man, 2 Chainz sound like he just be talking, like just having a regular conversation on the telephone. Like,
he really do.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, for real. as I listen to his lyrics, I mean, he making money, so I ain't no hater, but damn.
Uh-oh.
So.
Yeah, I'm not mad at 2 Chainz. When he first came out, I was like, oh, my God, I can't take it. But, you know, the more music he put out, the more comfortable I become with him.
Yeah, he's straight, you know what I'm saying? I just be listening to what the hell he be saying.
Yeah, sometimes he got some real shit to talk about. So I ain't gonna, you know, dismiss him quite yet. But Soulja Boy has been dismissed.
But I like Soulja Boy. I want him to make it. I want him to.
I mean, I think you feel that way because he's young and he got caught up with the whole Cat Stacks thing. And his brother died, and you know, he's just had a little rough. He hit a little rough patch, and I think that you kind of feel a little pity for him.
I forgot
but
about.
But I like that Zayn with that lean. Zayn with that lean. I like that.
Oh God.
I like Molly with that lean, right?
Yeah, we had that. I think we might have made it through that song. I'm not quite sure though.
No, we didn't.
Oh, okay.
We've never made it to a Soulja Boy song. But what did I tell you,
Chrissy Love? I told you. I said, listen, that song. You know, we might not like it, but it's gonna be a hit. And watch what I tell you. But anyway, KJ, have you heard the new Wale mixtape?
No, I haven't.
Do you plan to listen to it?
Yeah, I like Wale. Yeah, I plan on listening to
it. Well, get it on download, give it a listen, and call us back. We'll be here next week, one day.
Next Wednesday.
Yes, hopefully we can get it on the actual day. And you call in and give us your thoughts on that. You got any shout outs? You want to kick some shout outs to anybody or anything?
No, I really don't want to give a shout out to nobody.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and end this call. Give us your Twitter. You got Twitter or Instagram. Go ahead and give us your information so the people that's listening can follow you.
I'm sorry, I don't have Instagram. I just have
Facebook.
I guess I'm a lame, you know what I'm saying? I just don't have Instagram. I don't have Instagram.
You got a Twitter, though.
Oh, wow. Really?
So you don't have a Twitter either?
Yeah, I got Twitter, KJizzle84. So you can follow me on Twitter, but I don't be on there like that either.
I mean, it's all good. I don't really be on my Twitter like that either, but, you know, it's whatever. Hopefully you'll get some followers. Thank you for calling in, and hopefully we'll hear from you next week.
All right. Y'all be easy.
Okay, so I'm feeling some kind of way about DeAndre. A.K.A. Soulja Boy.
If you give him enough attention, he'll probably reply to you for free.
Okay, well, this is for free? Okay. This is what I'm going to do. Every day until I get a reply from Soulja Boy, I'm going to tweet, I love you, Soulja Boy, like 5 times a day until he reply back or until he follow me back.
He followed me when we was going through our little beef. He has followed me. He might still be following me.
Yeah, you told me. You cussed him out, and he cussed you out, and then that was
it. Yeah, but he followed me like he was trying to be funny. I'm not really.
How was
really
he being
sure
funny?
What that was all about.
Following you. Okay. Well, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna give him a second chance, right? Because that's how much I love Soulja Boy. So we're going to play Money with Soulja Boy and Sean Kingston.
Oh, God.
Soulja, money guy, got this gold, we ballin', money guy, with that lane, so we pull up, we ballin', we Porsches. I got Lambos, got Lambos and Phantoms, got Maybachs and Rolex. We pull up, we stuntin'. No time is money. Know that we stuntin'. But my team, got down with that. Pull up on slow-mo, no rockin' polo, you know what's my thing, my hair so deep,
turn up,
movie scene, sounds like traveling, I got gas in that lane, I got Lambos and Benz, I got Lamborghini and Maserati, pull up the paint, smoking on purple, we sippin' on train, I said we pull up, we stuntin',
now, be the thing, by the green, by the dough. Nigga talk trap, kill him with the flow. Off the top, off the top. I ain't got a car, man, I own the lot. I don't go to club, man, I own the spot. Them niggas talking, but I'm getting guap. When I real about money from Jamaica. That's the girl, man, I must just take her. Service shots just like a waiter.
Yeah,
house came with an elevator. Ballin' out, ballin' out. Bet you didn't know that I'm representing the South. Got a lot of money, got a lot of dough.
Turn up.
Talk trash, so I kill him with the flow. Hey, it's a freestyle. Money going up, yeah, it's going down. Niggas talk trash, so it's going down. Got a chopper out, yeah, it's going down.
Going down,
it's S&D, time is money. And we getting all this money. And we getting all these honeys. Man, sharp the show, we get money. Man, it ain't nothing. To a G.
No.
Freestyle, but ain't shit for free.
No.
Got a chopper and my niggas with me.
Yeah.
Load it up, yo, we getting tipsy.
Yeah.
And we getting this money.
Money.
And we getting this dough.
This up.
We pull up in whips.
Say what?
We taking they hoes.
Back up.
Well, we made it through that song. I'm not exactly sure how we did, but we did. And, yeah, so Christy Love had to step out for a moment, so we're just going to keep it moving and whatnot. I don't want to say I'm not a Soulja Boy fan, but, you know, he, let's face it, he makes hits. He can get the job done, you know. Did y'all hear that? He makes hits. He can get the job done, you know what I'm saying, as far as hits go. But when it comes to, you know what I'm saying, like quality music, that's just not something he's really capable of. So, I don't think so, but
you don't like the beat?
I mean, it was alright.
It was alright.
It was just alright to me.
If I could just get that beat without his voice, I'm good.
What is his fascination with singing?
He's probably high up on Molly's all the time. I don't know.
Somebody don't give him some fucking singing lessons or something. Like, at least, if you're going to do it, at least, you know, do it right. Even Denzel Washington still takes acting lessons. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, we have a caller. Let's go to the phone line.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, maybe we don't have a caller.
Well, fuck you too, then.
So, look, this is what's Hot Wednesday on Craze Radio. Each and every week, we go and fetch out, like, the hottest new releases in hip-hop and R&B, and we play them for you, and we talk about them, and, you know, we always find a Soulja Boy song to play because we love him on what's Hot Wednesday. And
what,
for the past...
What is that noise? Like, what are you doing? Like, seriously.
What did you hear? It could be this microphone. I mean, what does it sound like?
Yeah, right? It sounds like you're eating on a bag of Funyuns or some shit.
It's this thing. Okay, I was on Skype. You told me to get off Skype. So now I'm off Skype. Now it's still you're still having a problem.
Like,
is
maybe
it me or is it you?
Perhaps it's me. I have very big ears, and they, like, I hear, like, dogs.
Okay. What about now? What does this sound like?
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Oh, wow. Okay. As I was saying, before I was interrupted, for the past couple of weeks, we've been playing Followers by Rico Barino, and that's becoming, like, a favorite around here, so we may as well play it again. So here's Rico Barino, Followers.
About the knucklehead promoters and dope boys. I'm tweeting about her, but she don't know. Tweeted by a couple homeboys I know.
Hashtag friend of mine.
Voice. Before that, we played her brother Rico Barino, Followers. They sound alike too. I mean, you know, obviously male and female, but they sound, they have that same style and everything. I love Rico.
I cannot agree. I cannot agree with that.
You can't?
I can't agree with that. I can't.
They all got it. Even Teeny got it.
Teeny maybe, but I won't. I know how big of a fan you are of Rico, so I'm not going to step on any toes here.
No, by all means, say what you got to say.
I just feel like Fantasia has a star quality about her.
that, the others don't possess, though.
Maybe her mama. Now, when her mama was on, what's the name of that show? The Stellar Awards? Did you see that?
Mm-hmm. Bobby Jones? Well, yeah.
Well, her mama and them was up. Now, her mama sent chills down my spine, honey. But
Diane,
you know, Rico and Teeny Tiny, Eeny, Meeny, Mighty Moe.
Okay.
They just don't give me that feeling. You know, I wish they did because, you know, they can sing, but they just don't give me that, you know, feeling. When Fantasia kicked them shoes off, honey, I just know it's over for me, you know?
She kicked them shoes off soon as she hit the stage, so, you
well,
know.
Before she started doing it on a regular, though, because she didn't always used to do that, you know what I mean? The first time I seen her do that, that's when it just, I was like, oh, Lord, she's going to turn this up. And one time I think she hit Taylor Bell in the head or something. Prince or something about it. She hit his girl head with a shoe. I can't remember what it was. Oh, what is her? Gonna get
a bunch of
lawsuit on her hands.
Bunch of divas, Prince included.
Oh, wow.
Well, shout out to Fantasia. I'm really, really, really beginning to love that song. Like, when I just sit and listen to it, I'm like, I'm so in love with that song.
I bet you anything, anything, that the second single will be better than the first single. They always do that.
With her, or is it like that with everybody?
No, with Fantasia specifically. Well, I can't really think back to
first
album, Free Yourself. The first song was the idol song, Believe. The second single was Free Yourself.
Well, of course she had to release Believe because that was like the
American Idol thing, you know. That set the precedent for what's going on with all of her albums. On the second CD, When I See You was the first single. No. Not When I See You. That Big Boy song. Hood Boy was the first single. And then When I See You was the second single.
Oh, wow.
Third album. Back to Me. Even Angels was the first album. I mean, the first single. And then Bittersweet was the second single. Do you see the trend here?
Yeah, maybe they do that on purpose. I don't know.
I mean, Hood Boy was a pretty tight song, though. I ain't going to front. But When I See You, I thought was better, you know?
Well, I'm definitely ready for this CD. She's working on it, and she promises to have a new sound and everything. So I'm just interested to see what it's actually going to be.
Yeah. Is she still doing the show, or is that over and done with?
The reality show?
Mm-hmm. Since she faked her suicide or whatever.
That's probably done. I just can't see her going back to that, you know, when she's finally getting it together. You know, she's losing weight, and I don't see her going back to the reality show. Like, that was too much personal information. It just caused people to judge her even more than they had already been doing.
Okay, I'll look at it again.
Did she make the 2012 wrap up by Skill? Did he say anything about her this year?
You know what? I'm not sure, but you know, Skills he be bringing stuff back. I'd be like, oh yeah, that did happen.
I forgot about that. Yeah. Shout out to Skills.
V8.
Okay, so I guess we need to go ahead and play this 2012 wrap up from Skills. And you can reach him on Twitter at Skills, SKILLZVA. Here's the 2012 wrap up.
Yeah. They say the song don't reflect the times, right? Ha. Wrap it up. Let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up. Yo, it's the
wrap up 2012. Let's get this thing cracking. I'ma tell y'all right now, this old song gon' be
ratchet.
Coming through a shot of Drake, but he ain't won't catch it. Giants won the Super Bowl, plus that whole Coney madness. Linsanity had New York on fire like wasabi, and you couldn't go anywhere without hearing about Blue Ivy. Congrats to J&B for adding to their crew. I mean, why was y'all so shocked? Ain't that what married people do? And I'm still in my hoodie, cause this violence ain't stopping. Hope we see justice for the young and Trayvon Martin. And Nick D, this the fans. Bands to make them dance. We got that iPhone 5 and ran the Instagram. Brian McKnight, dumbest song of the year. Let me show you how your pussy works, but he ain't get no volunteers. Him and Kanye had us start tripping. Yeah, Mary J. Blige was out here singing for chicken. Y'all flipping, man. Bath salt zombies was all over the tube. Same sex marriages, yes, Obama would approve. Drake met Chris Brown with a bottle in between. D'Angelo came back, LeBron got that ring. Messed out to D-Wade, but I need to see that Chris Brown facial on national TV. We doubted it at first, but then couldn't change the channel. We all got caught up loving hip-hop Atlanta. Miss Scrappy put them paws on them. Jocelyn looked fake, but don't act like at least one time you ain't make Stevie J face. Katie left Tom, they say Christian was a cheater. Snoop lying, but I'm high and I'm riding with a whole name Keith. NFL had sub-reps and that call was lopsided. Lil Wayne won't come to NY, Frank Ocean came out the closet. And the gun laws gotta get right, cause people living a crazy life. I send prayers out to Aurora, cause it was a dark night on that night. Olympics here and Gabby's hair had made such an impression. Hey Mitt, we ain't trying to hear that itch. Now you in that 47, and now it's Chad and Evelyn, but Ev ain't saying nothing. Man, these two be acting up and these new be head, but the Prince Harry go hard. Jersey show is over. Wayne had two seizures. Drake got one diploma. 2 Chainz came up. Kendrick went ham. Tupac came back. Oh, that was a hologram?
Damn.
Chris and Rihanna hooked right back up.
You're going to jail.
Did y'all see that uppercut on that butt?
I did.
Man, y'all gon' get this work. You know how I get down. Can I get a...
Up on Gangnam Style.
First Big Bird, then Elmo, then Wyclef on that bike. Hey Clef, I hate to tell you, but that's the shit we don't like. Music had no balance, we ain't know which way to go. Either it was really fast or
really, really slow.
Yo, Lance Armstrong took that chance all on his own. Then them people told him, you can take your ball and go home. Eddie Murphy drive Roxy, gave that white girl a turn. Re-election for Barack. Now we getting 2 terms. Everybody voted and stayed in line. Now Barack's doing it all at the same damn time. Chick-fil-A don't support gays. If you ask me, they jumped the gun. But that was yesterday and 9 gays. So I'm about to give me a number one. Cassie loves Diddy. No Twinkies, man, they was gone. The Mayans killed us off. But if you hear this song, then they was wrong. The Lakers got Howard, but Mike Brown got fired. And we ain't by that fake beef between Nicki and Mariah. Yeah, that came and hit it. Then the East Coast got hit hard by Hurricane and Sandy. I love y'all and y'all love the song, and that there's no question. But I'm in the booth, it's hot as hell. I pop the Molly, I'm sweating. Woo! Hell yeah, we still here and it's been a crazy year. Man, I still can't believe that Whitney ain't here. So RIP to the peace we lost, I'm being sincere. But I'm wrapping up these wrap-ups, y'all, it's been 10 years. I'm gracefully gon' bow out, but still write them hits. At SkillsVA on Twitter, hit me up with them twits. I f*** with y'all, I love y'all, man, thanks for joining my team. Goodbye to 2012, what up to 2013? Yeah, bitch.
I thought I'd probably die in prison.
expensive tasting women. Ain't had no pot to piss in, now my kitchen full of dishes. Nobody from that sniffing, yo, heroin addiction. Trigger finger itching, fuck parental supervision. That murder business, little timid, got that semi. I ain't kidding, hide your kittens, hit your children's with that smith. A bunch of ignorant little necklace, hard headed, nephilim. Purple sniffing, finger twisting, teeth glisten like it's myth. A bunch of hypocritic Christians, the land of no religion. My Santa clothes was missing, catch you slipping, then it's Christmas. Motherfucker wishless, my ghetto was ambition for my binges and my Bentley and them bitches. Now I get on the road of riches, a diamond ring, designer jeans, soaking on that biscuit till I'm no longer existing. I wonder if they miss me. As long as I make history, now my soul is feeling empty. Tell a reaper, come and get me.
Who said you?
City like that motherfucker mine, or token on that semi, rob a motherfucker blind. License plate say wipe me down, car from 1989, but a nigga sit so pretty, call that motherfucker fine. Lost your motherfucking mind, what's on your mind? Niggas talking down, never talk to cops, make a talk to God. When I talk that nine, you ain't talking now. Tell him watch your spine, I mean watch your back, better guide your track, better not look back. That state in line, don't step on cracks, so you break your back and talk about your mind. Cause there's killers in my time, making hits, sniffing lines. I'm committing crimes, wait for shit to simmer down. Corrupted little minds, 8 and 9, finna shine on the grind. Do your dirty, put the simmer, simmer down. Where they shoot without a purpose, services and hearses. Kids who ain't deserve it, can't survive the thing, you're worthless. Strangers make me nervous. Who's that peeking in my window with the pistol to my curtain?
Who said?
Shout out to
ASAP.
Rocky.
Yeah.
ASAP. Why he call himself ASAP Rocky?
I'm gonna need you to hit him up on Twitter and find out.
Oh, okay.
I was just
he may not be on Twitter. He may not be on
Twitter.
No, I'm saying because like his on Christmas night his father died, so.
You what?
His daddy died on Christmas night.
Like Tuesday, his father passed.
Huh?
Are you saying his? Who are you talking about? First of all,
ASAP Rocky guy.
Oh my God, ASAP Rocky.
Mm.
His father passed away Tuesday. You say Tuesday night?
Yeah, Christmas night. Yeah, I think it hit. Well, I guess he tweeted it or whatever. I don't know, but yeah, his daddy had like pneumonia, a bad case of pneumonia. So,
like crazy.
Christmas will never be the same for him, you know.
Mm.
And before that, we played the 2012 wrap up by Skills.
Right, on a lighter note.
Yeah.
Shout out to Skills because he had me over here like, oh, snap, that did happen. Oh, and then, like, towards the end, I was like, I know he going to say something about Whitney now. I'm just waiting for it.
He had my song in there, too. Did you hear it? Boston. Tonight, you remember that?
We are young.
That was
I hope you got clearance for that.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he did because this is like on his official album. It's not like a mixtape or anything. Like, this is an official album, so I'm pretty sure he had to get. Maybe that's why it was only like a half a second of it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And then I heard the Gangnam Style. That's done took over the. Man, when we went to Vegas, let me tell you, that's all you saw people doing out there. When
what?
The Gangnam Style did.
The what?
The Gangnam Style.
What is that?
Is that how you say it?
I mean, you know? What? I don't.
Gangnam Style. Dun, 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 dun. Like, oh, am I saying it right? Maybe it's Gangnam. I can't. I'm having as much trouble with that as you are with ASAP.
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 Yeah. So this is what's hot Wednesday if you're just tuning in. And the calling number is 646-200-0883. If you want to join in, we've had a couple of callers to chat it up with us. But the time is running out, so we're going to go ahead and try to play as much music as we can. Wale is back with Tierra Thomas. The young lady who I had never heard of before.
Did you go research and research?
Nah.
What?
No, I was depending on you to tell me whatever I need to know about Tierra Thomas.
Well, I'm not sure how Wale found her, but you know she's down with the BEAT, the Board of Administration, the movement or whatever, and she's like. You know how every now and then an artist comes along and they're just like so refreshing. It's like a new sound and they just bring something to the table that, you know, not.
I feel like that about Soulja Boy. Yeah.
Who?
Soulja Boy.
Anyway, she can sing.
Okay.
And she raps and she plays the guitar and sometimes she may do them all at the same time. And I recently discovered her at one of my favorite stores. She's like a spokes model for American Eagle. I saw her. Like I saw her in
the store.
The ads. goes to the stores and, you know, does her thug dizzle and all that, you know.
Oh,
but,
okay.
You know, yeah, so when I saw that, I don't want to say that she needs the world's justification, but, you know, I saw her and I felt like, you know, oh, okay, so she's coming up, you know. Not that she
mm-hmm.
needs that to be, you know, certified, but, you know, I was, you know, felt proud because, you know, it's not every day that somebody who's offering something, that the who has the talents that she has, makes it, you know. So.
Wow. Play the song. I'm going to play the song, but I guess I'm going to have to really, like, go Google her and check her out and stuff because if she can do all of that,
yeah.
then, you know, wow.
Just she's go, bad. I mean, she probably has a more official website, but I was, like, one day just sat down and was listening to, like, a lot of her stuff on YouTube, and she got, like,
mm-hmm.
She did, like, a cover to Aaliyah. Oh, man.
Word?
Yeah. Just type in Aaliyah and Tierra Thomas and watch that, and I bet you you'll become an instant fan.
What, do you know what song it was? I mean,
it was,
it really don't take much to think of Aaliyah phone though.
It was, but it wasn't done in the style of Aaliyah though. So
okay, I got.
Don't
you.
Do that.
Okay.
It was, Are You That Somebody, I believe.
Well, I'm gonna go and Google that and go to YouTube and find that while we're playing her song, with Wale. It's entitled Bad.
Hey.
Monogamy or whatever you call it, I'm starting to think ain't for everybody. Most of us is rushing into it anyway, you know what I'm saying? You ain't rushing for love and I ain't up here to judge, so let's neglect the what ifs and make it do what it does. Let's get it.
Is it bad that I never made love? No, I never did. But it's still no high to fuck up.
Girls ain't no fun, and the hood girls want a smart nigga. College girls all want a thug, so it seems that we fiend what we don't need. Got a thing for a queen who don't wanna leave. I ain't about to judge you, don't judge me. You ain't gotta really sing about your rap sheet, cause I heard you. Yeah, in the literal sense, I mean that. Rough sex saying I love ya, but the kiss of me saying you mean that. I know, I just be calling a mean ass. Oh, the irony, got the bomb in D, but the problem is probably a deep pass. Still, I'm feeling this, and I need bad. Thinking if I get it, I get it, I need this. I don't need a motion to open your deep sea. I can see the ocean by going between legs. Bag, no, bed, blow, dope, go, forward, couch, now, slow, motion. Around, put it down, Lord knows she was going for the moon. Hold up.
Is it bad that I never made love? No, I never did. But it's from no high to fuck, I'll be in.
Her feelings, she break hearts, she stay quiet, she play smart, she take pride, I'm going out, I'm getting hollered at, I'm saying nah, she's no saint, but she don't pose, she don't wear makeup by the bolo, riding through Lakeshore with the nose up, she don't really date much, but it slows up, she got haters, but we all do, heard you when the time cold, shawty fall through, baby look at their approach, how they court you, all the mind games, never mind, cause they all low. In the physical sense, I mean that. I ain't trying to kiss up, suck up, be gas. I ain't like them, you sucking your teeth fat. Nope. Play big, trust me, I humble your mean ass. Look, shawty is actually in prevent. Cause
the one in front of us working with deep breath. Yep, bed, floor, couch, more, shower, Lord, perm, done. Love, nah, card in the morning, cell number wasn't on, God.
Is it baby? I never made love, no, I never did. But it's from no high to fuck, I'll be a bad girl, I'll prove it to you. I can't promise that I'll be good to you.
Okay, that was Wale featuring Tiara Thomas. I like that.
That was really good.
Yeah, buddy. That's off the new mixtape for Lauren, too.
Okay.
It's dope. Her voice is, like, perfect for that song, you know? And I've never heard her, like, sing a song that really wasn't, you know, suited for her.
Now, what was her most popular song that I should know?
I mean, I don't keep up with her like I used to. I'm still a fan, but I just don't have the time sometimes. But just YouTube it, man.
Hope
I'm still
going
to come up. My personal favorite is the Aaliyah cover that she did. She's done a whole lot of covers, and I'm sure she's got, you know, her own original music out as well, but I don't have a title right now, but I've listened to it.
Right. Okay. You know, when I was listening to her sing, and I'm like, damn, she kind of sound like you singing. Yeah, like y'all voice sound alike.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Bless you.
You don't think so?
I mean, I wouldn't compare myself to her, so I mean, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, just listening to that song made me think of you singing, like, you know.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So I'm gonna have to dig up some Tiara Thomas songs and see what's going on with that.
Yeah, do that.
Okay, so Trinidad then.
Oh. I know that my opinion is not going to make him go anywhere, but, I mean, and in all actuality, this next song is really not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I shouldn't say that. It's horrible. It's awful.
Oh,
but I guess in comparison to Pop the Miley, I'm sweating. Pop the Miley, I'm sweating. At least this time he's attempting to rhyme throughout his verse.
Oh, wow.
And then it's like another part in the song where, I don't know if, you know, first of all, shout out to Hip Hop Early. This week, that's where I got like a lot of the new music from. Shout out to hiphopearly.com. Shout out to Rock This Music. And shout out to Hot New Hip Hop. You know, those are a couple of music blogs that I frequent, you know, when I have the time, and those where a lot of the music is brought to you by tonight. And, but what was I saying?
Trinidad James is like the newest, hottest rapper.
Yeah, this is off of, what's his name, Will Made It?
Mike Will Made It.
He's got a new mixtape out. It's got a host of hot artists, Kelly Rowland, Trinidad James, and just a whole lot of other people. Yeah, let me see who else is on here. He's got Kelly Rowland, Trinidad James, 2 Chainz. We had a couple of the songs on here. We had them lined up to play for y'all, but because we're kind of running low on time, we weren't able to get to them all. But you can check out his mixtape. But just listen to the end of this song. It sounds like Jim Jones towards the end of the song, and I don't know if he just didn't get his credit or if Trinidad James decided to switch it up and pronunciate. I don't know. But drop that shit.
Shout out to myself.
for keeping you sane and, you know, reeling you in when you get on the Soulja Boy train. Hopefully this is just a phase and you'll be also good by next week.
It's all good. Well, we're going to go ahead and end the show with, well, before I play this song, is this actually a good song? Because I don't want to end the show with a whack song.
Oh, yeah. I feel like, my only gripe with this song is Snoop Dogg is a little bit too old for the lyrical content. But, I mean, I understand why he's on the song, so, yeah.
Okay. Cool.
As soon as I heard it, I was like, yo, this beat goes.
I don't get, they 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg, and Jeezy, like, I just can't see them.
They all got drugs in common, though, so.
What's the name of the song?
Major Distribution.
Oh, okay, because I'm not able to see the name of it for some reason. I just see, like, the artist.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
Here we go. The last song of the night is Major Distribution by 50 Cent.
Wait,
featuring
before you drop that though.
Oh, go ahead.
I just wanted to kick my Twitter name once again. Y'all follow me on Twitter, Sony Easy. That's SONYEEEZZY. And same thing on Instagram. It's Sony Easy, Be Easy. You know, like secrets
okay.
out. You like it?
Yeah. Can you give my Twitter information?
And Christy Love's Twitter information is at Christy Love NC. That's KRISTILUVNC. Y'all be sure to hit up mediacraze.me. That's K, craze with a K. And, yes, we hope to see y'all, metaphorically speaking, or hear from y'all next week. And y'all be good. Sign easy, be easy.
All right. 50 Cent. Snoop Lion. Is it Snoop Dogg or Snoop Lion? Snoop Lion.
I don't really know. That's a whole other subject for another show, though.
Calvin Brodus and Young Jeezy.
Oh. Yeah. Tryna move one brick, two brick, three bricks, four more. I'm tryna move 5 bricks, 10 bricks, 20 bricks, four, four, four.
I smoke 1 ounce, staring at the caddy on the showroom floor, floor, floor. Now I'm tryna move 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds more, boy, boy, boy.
Run tell the bloods I'm crippin', go tell the crips I'm blood. Nigga I be trippin', bitch I don't give a fuck. I put the K on niggas. I spray on niggas, come through 2012, XJ on niggas. I'm an apex predator, nigga, I'm strong. Shooters on deck, I break bread and they own you. Niggas said I fell off, oh, you heard I fell off. Why the fuck would you be repeating that? Nigga, I'm a rat tycoon, make 100 mil by June. Now who the fuck said I can't rap? Jack, I'm in the dope scene dream. I got it from raw, got the morphine memories. I've been breaking the law, I was born a founder. In a stroller with the llama. I'm violent, I kill a nigga, put that on my mama. Nah, don't tell me nothing about none of these niggas. I smoke all these niggas for this word. I'm tryna move 1 brick, 2 brick, 3 bricks, 4 more. I'm tryna move 5 bricks, 10 bricks, 20 bricks, 4, 4, 4.
I smoke 1 ounce, staring at the caddy on the showroom floor, floor, floor. Now I'm tryna move 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds more, boy, boy, boy. I give a fuck about a fed as I jump up out of bed. 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds, yeah. I'm tryna put this shit away. On the low, I need a hit a day. Think you better get away from my, oh my. I got a birdie that'll fly. From Cali to Kingston, back to NY. Snoop, Master Kush, 05 to 9. Combined, get you some pounds, and now you're flying high. Rumble with the metal, with my foot to the pedal. G's with the trees, and the things on my level. 5-0, you know I go hard, these fools call.